Our Week 9 Locker Room Chats here continue on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're now in our Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat, provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers State Bank Holton, and Ron Kurtz Body Shop. Again here with the Jackson Heights Cobra Locker Room Chat, here with the Lady Cobras head coach, Madison Massey. So last time we spoke, coach, back-to-back wins. First time having back-to-back wins since the start of the new year in 2026. So congratulations, back-to-back year 36-32 win over Pleasant Ridge, and a big-time victory over ACCHS, 51-18. Both wins in the Northeast Kansas League, the first two league wins also the year for you. Coach, tell me about these last two big-time victories for your team.
Yeah, we had a really good night on Friday playing against Pleasant Ridge. They pressed us, and we, you know, struggle with that often, but I thought we did a much better job against it. I'm looking now. We still had 16 turnovers, but you know, we've been upwards of 20, sometimes in the 30. So that was really good for us. We also shared the ball really well. We pushed it. Nicole Ammon, man, she had a huge game. She had 12 rebounds and 13 points. She was our leading scorer. So it's really nice to see her here in the last, I don't know, two or three games where she's really stepped up and started to kind of take control inside the paint. So that's been really nice.
Well, you talk right there, Nicole Ammon, you know, kind of picking up some confidence. How important is it to have these players, especially young players like Ammon, who's a sophomore, to start finding their role in this team, offense, defense, and finding that confidence in the late part of the season with just three games left to go?
Yeah, that's a perfect point. And the season is starting making a little run here. We've got several winnable games. You know, we got one coming up Friday. We got two next week that are winnable for us. They'll be competitive, but winnable. So important to play at the top or level going into sub-state, especially getting a little confidence with a few wins here. That always helps.
Upcoming here, it's the McLeod Bulldogs on Friday, next Tuesday against the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens. What are some keys here in these two matchups upcoming for you and your team?
Oh, McLeod first. We got to be able to break their zone. Sometimes we fall in love with that outside three-point shot, but hopefully getting Nicole some shots inside here in the last couple of games will get her confident, and she'll continue to take over a little bit. And offensive rebounding, just on that side of the ball, if we shoot long shots, there's long rebounds, we have to go get them. Defensively, they've got a couple girls that can shoot threes. We gotta get a hand in their face. Marhill, that's gonna be an extremely tough game. At least it's a home one, which always makes it just a little bit better. We don't have to go on the road, but they've got a couple girls that are just really do a really nice job. We're gonna have to get them stopped defensively to secure a win.
You know, you mentioned home game. You actually finished out the regular season with all three games here at home: McLeod, Marhill, and Valley Falls. How great is that to finish out the regular season with four straight home games going into the postseason?
It's awesome. when we're on those away games early on in the season, it kind of stinks thinking, God, we have four away games, or we've had five away games all back to back to back. But getting that out of the way and then coming into this this four game stretch of being at home is really nice, especially at the end.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chat.
Thank you.
That was head coach Madison Massey with the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. Upcoming here for Jackson Heights on Friday, it's McLaughlin. Next Tuesday, it's the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens.